Hello everyone, Steve Siebold back with MentalToughnessBlog.com. In March, I spoke out in Los Angeles to 8,000 people at the World Financial Convention. I promised this group of really highly charged, ambitious, sharp, a lot of them very young sales executives that I would give them some documents that I used over the years to coach world-class performers and a lot of other performers in the mental toughness process. And so I've been working with the company trying to figure out how to get this to so many people, to over 10,000 people, and in the most expeditious way. And I've dropped the ball on that part. I'll tell you that the company's been fantastic, and they agreed to send this link out to you guys so you could get this information via my blog. We found that this would be the easiest way because after I got off stage that day in LA, I realized that I needed to explain a little bit more than I actually had a chance to explain in Los Angeles. And when the company decided to put the videotape of my speech on your website, I realized that a lot of people that weren't in the audience would see the video and they would need further explanation on these sheets. So on these particular ideas to coach with, which are a series of sheets of these different beliefs and critical thinking questions, among other things. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to give you the top 10 key beliefs that I talked a little bit about in Los Angeles. And for those of you who have no idea about this convention, you're just a subscriber to this blog, if you're coaching someone in mental toughness, these are the top 10 beliefs you want them to have, or at least consider having. And if you're not coaching anyone in mental toughness, these are top 10 of the top beliefs you want to consider adopting for yourself as a performer, hopefully going to the world-class level or going higher, you know, along the world-class level if you're already there now. The number one belief of key belief of world-class performers we found over the years is the way Larry Wilson says it, the founder of Wilson Learning, is this way. You could say it a lot of different ways. Larry says it the best, in my opinion. He says, I cannot fail. I can only learn and grow. I cannot fail. I can only learn and grow. And this sort of personifies the key belief of top performers. They don't see failure like most people see it. They just see failure as a stepping stone, and they really believe this. This is not positive thinking. They have conditioned themselves to believe they cannot fail, that every failure, what people would say is a failure, is actually a stepping stone to their next big success. Number two, everything happens for a reason. People that believe this tend to be better performers because they feel like everything is adding up to their success. Like the world is conspiring to help them succeed. Everything happens for a reason. Number three, all you can do is all you can do. This wording actually comes from A.L. Williams. And A.L. Williams said, all you can do is all you can do. And this just sums up a lot of research that we've done over the years. There's only so much effort you can put out, and then you have to let things happen, you know, let the cards fall where they may, or the chips fall where they may. And there's a lot of other cliches that describe this. But all you can do is all you can do is a pretty good way to say it. I think A.L. Williams hit it pretty good with this. Number four, every experience makes me stronger. Again, the belief that everything you're doing, whether you're failing or succeeding, it makes you a stronger person. Pretty good belief to have, don't you think? Number five, happiness is a choice. World-class performers tend to believe that everything is a choice, and happiness is definitely one of them. Number six, happiness is a state of mind. In other words, you can control your own happiness simply by controlling your states of mind. Number seven, people are inherently good. Hey, the world's a crazy place. We all know it. But they have a key belief, a core belief, you might say, that overall the world is good. It's a good place and people are actually good. This changes their attitude on a daily basis. It changes the way they wake up in the morning and the way they go to sleep at night. Number eight, the world is a beautiful place. A little bit more of kind of what we're talking about. They see the good as opposed to seeing the bad or the evil or the unjust. Number nine, almost anything is possible. They really believe that almost anything is possible. This isn't a Pollyanna belief that says anything is possible. Well, you know what? Anything is not possible. I am not critical thinking says I'm never going to play center for the New York Knicks. I'm too short, I'm too old, and I can't shoot the basketball anywhere near as well as I would need to. It ain't going to happen. So anything is not possible. But they believe that almost anything is possible, and I think they're right. Number 10. Success is a choice. success is a choice. Again, that choice theme comes up a lot with world-class beliefs. They really believe that you can choose to be successful by choosing to do the things that successful people do. It's like my friend Brian Tracy says, if you want to be successful, you're not going to live long enough to learn it all. Just follow successful people. And you guys in WFG are some of the best I've ever seen at doing that. You take the top people and you get mentored by them in the WFG system and you follow what they say to do and you succeed. And I've watched a lot of you guys do that over the last 4 or 5 years that I've been around the company. So those are the top 10. Here's what I would do. I'm going to list these in the text of the blog so you'll have them to print out, okay, or copy and paste them, whatever you want to do. Put these top 10 down. And when you're coaching people, ask them about these 10. Do they believe these things? Do they believe these things are phony? Do they believe they're false or true? Or ask them what their beliefs are about these beliefs. And then try to make a case to get them to at least consider adopting these beliefs. Because when they do, their behaviors will change. Our beliefs dictate our behaviors. Let me say it again. Our beliefs dictate our behavior. So whatever I believe is how I'm going to behave. If you change my belief, you automatically, by default, change the way I behave. It's the software of human performance, beliefs. And they can be coached and they can be changed with the snap of a finger and with the persuasion and the facilitation of a very, very good coach. And that's you, and that's your job in this particular scenario. What's your benefit? Retention. How many of these people are ever going to have a chance to be coached by someone like you that knows about things like world-class beliefs? Chances are, with the numbers, the people you're coaching will never have another shot. You are the only thing standing with them going to the top or a life of mediocrity. I mean, I'm generalizing for sure. But the numbers show that that's pretty darn accurate. Most people have one chance to really make it big. And in the case of the people you're coaching, you are their one chance. Again, I'm generalizing, but the statistics show that that's pretty close to accurate. You're the only chance they're probably ever going to have. Go coach them. Use some of these ideas, these beliefs. Ask them. Get some dialogue going about these beliefs. And I'll do another post here in the next couple of days that gives you more tools and more ammunition to coach people with. Okay? So I appreciate you guys being patient. Thanks for waiting. And I'll have more for you in the next couple of days. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Siebold.